This week, America's Surveyor 3 landed on the moon and is relaying information about Earth's satellite back to us. Congratulations to all concerned. And this weekend, as always, Monitor 67 surveys the Earth itself and relays the information and entertainment to you. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. And if I sound a little bit under the weather or sleepy this morning, it's because I stayed up last night and watched the Tonight Show on NBC television to the very bitter end at 1 o'clock in the morning. As you know, that show is taped a little earlier in the evening. And during the past 2 weeks, Johnny Carson has been off it. He'll be back this coming Monday night, incidentally. And they've had substitute hosts on the show. And last night, they had a substitute host who had never done it before. And I wanted to see. I was quite curious to see what kind of a job he'd do. And I found him to be quite good. He was intelligent and quite humorous, did some very funny stuff, and he kept a nice pace going on the show. He looked as a real pro, you know, like he'd been doing it for years and years, and handled the whole thing very well, got the most out of his guests. He presented a young comedy team from Chicago called Fiore and Eldridge, who were quite good, and you look forward to seeing them soon. So I found, all in all, it was very gratifying to see this guy. Oh, yeah, it was Gene Rayburn. One of this year's Academy Award songs, titled, in the immortal words of Dean Martin, Gregory Girl. Actually, of course, Georgie Girl, in this latest version by Percy Faith on Monitor.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Okay, next up, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Joe.
Spitballs are like the weather. They both get space in the papers, but nobody does anything about either one. I'll be back to discuss that after this from the great American insurance companies.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They cover Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium. Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
Every year, there are certain things that are guaranteed to happen in the world of baseball. One of them is that people are going to complain about the spitball. This year looks like it might be a big one in that department because the spitball complaint season got off to an even earlier start than usual. Back during the very first weekend of the spring training exhibition schedule, the Baltimore Orioles played the New York Yankees. Before the game was over, manager Hank Bauer had been chased because he complained too loud and too long about Yankee pitcher Thad Tillotson. And the subject wasn't roses, it was spitballs. Another manager who's had a lot to say on that same subject is the boss of the Houston Astros, Grady Hatton. Hatton says that he was run out of 6 ball games last year and admits that 4 of those times he got the heave-ho for complaining about spitters. Maybe I should point out that managers always use the word spitball. Ask Don Drysdale, for example, if he throws a spitter, he says that the pitch is a country sinker. Another guy who gets accused of throwing a spitter is Pete Ramos of the Phillies. Ramos says it's really his Cuban palm ball. Hatton isn't a bit reluctant to name the pitchers in the National League who he says throw the wet pitch. The trouble is that when he does it, he points up the danger of managers who holler too much about spitball pitchers. He says that Bob Bruce, who was traded from Houston to Atlanta, was a spitball pitcher when he was with Houston because Hatton made him one. It's a funny thing. But Grady never mentioned it when Bruce was with Houston. Grady's favorite question is, does anyone remember a pitcher ever being ejected for throwing a spitter? One guy who remembers it happening is the American League's umpire in chief, Cal Hubbard. He remembers it because he's the umpire who did it. It was more than 20 years ago, and Hub was behind the plate for a game between the Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Hank Barowe was pitching for New York, and Nelson Potter for St. Louis. Early in the game, St. Louis manager Luke Sewell came to Hubbard and said, make sure their pitcher doesn't put his fingers in his mouth. When the inning ended, Yankee coach Art Fletcher came by home plate and said to Hubbard, what did Sewell want? And Hub told him. And Fletcher said, in that case, we want you to watch his guy. Before the next batter was retired, Potter was on his way to the showers. He went to his mouth and Hubbard warned him. Potter ignored that warning and the next one. When he did it the third time, Hub chased him. So you see, throwing the spitter may not be dangerous, but talking about it can be. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Sports in the spirited special style of Joe Garagiola. Yours throughout the week on NBC Radio. Weekends here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Come Alive sound on the big voice of Big Town USA. WNBC New York.
Today at Abraham & Strauss Brooklyn store, a huge furniture sale and clearance. Today, save 20 to 50% off A&S own original prices on excess stock floor samples, one of a kinds. From single pieces to complete living room, dining room, and bedroom sets. Plus mattresses, convertible sofas, and studios. All reduced today 20 to 50% and more for one day. You'll find floor samples, studios, convertibles, and sofa beds. Were $99 to $359. Today, they're $68 to $218. Full-size sofas in deluxe fabrics sold yesterday for $259 to $379. For one day, they're $147 to $188. Contemporary styles, too. Beautiful three-piece Italian provincial teenage bedrooms. Originally $299, today they're $229. More furniture than we can list in all styles at savings of up to 50% and more. Only 10% down. Today only, Saturday at Abraham & Strauss, Brooklyn store only. Come early.
Time now is coming up to 19 minutes past the hour. I'm Gene Rayburn. Let's check the national weather picture for later today. Showers and thunder showers are likely in the east here. Scattered showers and snow flurries expected west of the Rockies and from the eastern Dakotas to the northern Great Lakes. Continued cool in the west with cooler weather indicated from Minnesota and Michigan to Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Everywhere along America's great highways, you see good service stations with a big new bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. That cabinet serves as a reminder that you never need to gamble when driving your car in bad weather with dead wiper blades that streak and blur your vision dangerously. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Once dead, it can't stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision. Refill or replace your windshield wiper blades as soon as they start streaking at any service station where you see the big bright yellow ANCO cabinet. It's stocked with the world's finest windshield wipers, arms, and refills. ANCO, A-N-C-O, by Anderson. The skilled ANCO man at the pump can quick fit your car correctly in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
On monitor, brand new, an old-fashioned wedding, Mr. and Mrs. Steve Lawrence, she's Edie Gourmet.
We'll have an old-fashioned wedding, blessed in the good old-fashioned way. I'll vow to love you forever, you'll vow to love and honor and obey. Somewhere in some little chapel, we'll have an old-fashioned wedding, a simple wedding for an old-fashioned bride and groom.
I want a wedding in a big church with bridesmaids and flower girls, a lot of ushers and tailcoats, reporters and photographers, a ceremony by a bishop who will tie the knot and say, do you agree to love and honor, love and honor, yes, but not obey? I want wedding rings surrounded by diamonds and platinum, a big reception at the Waldorf with champagne and caviar. I want a wedding like the Vanderbilt dad, everything's big, not small. If I can't have that kind of a wedding, I don't want to get married at all.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that cup cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. Now, to find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. I don't know if you can apply the term a baker's dozen to comedians, but at any rate, there will be 13, count 'em, 13 comedians on an NBC TV special next month, among them Bob Newhart, Phyllis Diller, Mel Brooks, and Carl Reiner, and the gentleman who is best known for holding one-sided phone conversations, Shelley Berman. He held a two-sided one with monitor reporter Rick Lazar in Hollywood.
Shell, how does it feel to talk to yourself all the time?
Well, I don't talk to myself all the time. The telephone routines with which I am identified take up a very small portion of my work in personal appearance. My act, which runs for about an hour and 10 minutes, has only two phone conversations in it, and those run a total of maybe 12 minutes.
Shelley, do you find yourself nervous before a performance?
Yes, I find myself considerably pressured before a performance, but I have to distinguish. On television, I find myself quite pressured, as opposed to personal appearance, where I don't feel any pressure at all.
Well, tell me, are there certain sections of the country where your type of comedy doesn't go?
I don't have a type of comedy. I hope not. I hope that what I do is funny and just funny. Because I don't really believe in types of comedy. And I don't find that there are certain sections where things are better than in other. No, it's generally either good or bad.
Shelley, do you think you're going to head for direction and producing later on?
Well, I have a Broadway show to direct this fall. That probably will be what I'm after, the directing and producing end of it, yes.
Do you get any time off at all, Shelley? You seem to be working all the time.
Well, I do work a great deal, but I will have some time off. I've got to have some time off. I've got two nice kids that I want to play with, so I'll make the time off.
How does your wife put up with your working condition?
Well, she puts up with it. I'm not always on the road. I'm home a great deal of the time. I have writing tasks and directing tasks and acting tasks, which keep me in the Los Angeles area where I live. So I'm home a great deal of the time.
Shelley, how do you explain the great success, say, of Fernandel and Cantinflas with their pantomime? Why is it so internationally accepted?
Well, I think it's probably because they're good and they're funny. And we have men who are equally adept at this sort of thing. However, the American public, for some reason, prefers to see it done by someone from a foreign country, from a foreign land.
One thing we're going to look forward to seeing you in, that's the Colgate Comedy Hour, May 11th. What's your routine there?
Well, I have two routines, one of which will be used. I'm taping two different routines. One is the woman hanging out of the department store window, and the other is the child on the telephone. Both of these are very old routines, and I was asked to do one of those.
Our guest has been Shelley Berman. This is Rick Lazar in Hollywood, reporting for Monitor.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year.
Hi, this is Edie Gourmet. Ever wonder what happened to compact cars? I mean, they really were a good idea, right? Well, let me tell you, the Plymouth that in still is. It's one compact that's stuck to its guns.
You're right as rain, Edie. Valiant has stuck to the original compact idea of more car for less money. All the room you want, all the power you need, yet still handsome to look at and easy to park. Drive one and see. The Valiant still makes a lot of good sense.
Follow your heart, see your Plymouth dealer today.
Whee! Valiant, the new economy champ, delivered the best mileage of all 42 cars entered in this year's Mobile Economy Run. Drive the winner now during your Plymouth dealer's big bonus sale. Music of Bert Camford, Hold Me, one of the ways we hold your attention weekends on NBC Monitor. Other ways are to bring you interesting guests, late news, sports, comedy, etc., etc. And in Youngstown, Ohio, we do the bringing on WFMJ, the Good Neighbor Station, so you stay where you are. We'll be right back here, Gene Rayburn.
Conrad Adenauer, His Life and Times, a news special, Tuesday night on the NBC Radio Network.
Along with you on this Round the Weekend World show, Gene Rayburn. Question, what style of country house would you think composer Richard Rodgers lives in? Colonial, baronial, medieval, or modern? His wife, Dorothy, a noted designer and decorator, tells all to Arlene Francis 2 minutes from now here on Monitor 67.
Lay some happiness on me.
Modern-day happiness boy, Dean Martin.
Frozen orange juice from Florida. It's delicious, healthful, and now it's less expensive.
Just a minute, mister. Claims, claims, claims. That's all I hear these days. Is it really delicious?
You bet your sweet life it is.
I know it's healthful.
You bet your life it is.
And is it really less expensive now?
You bet it is.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. Frozen orange juice from Florida is America's best food value. The Florida Citrus Commission.
On Monitor Next, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
We'll hear about the country home of Dorothy and Richard Rodgers in just 1 minute. But first, hear from the O'Brien Paint people is some strange-sounding advice. Don't paint it. Mirror plate it. Right. O'Brien makes mirror plate, too. The mirror plate formula is based on a polyamide epoxy originally developed for supersonic Navy missiles. And that will give you some idea of the durability of this miracle-strength coating. Miraplate brushes or rolls on like paint, on anything paintable, plaster, brick, metal, concrete. The difference is that Miraplate stays on 5 times longer than paint, protects like ceramic tile. Use it on floors, walls, laundry tubs, pools, boats, patio furniture, toys. You could extend the list almost indefinitely. Miraplate is available in hundreds of attractive colors. For a coating that lasts 5 times longer than paint, that gives you the protection of ceramic tile at a fraction of the cost, don't paint it. Miraplate it. Miraplate is available at your nearby O'Brien dealer. I spent many beautiful days at Dorothy and Richard Rogers' first house in the country. Then they lived in a beautiful, rambling colonial house, its blackwood floors always perfectly waxed, the brass hardware always polished and gleaming. But all her life, Dorothy Rogers dreamed of building her own new house, a special house planned for minimum care and maximum ease. Dorothy Rogers has finished her new house, and she has finished her new book as well. Her book is called The House in My Head, and it is the step-by-step adventure story of the building of this wonder house. Dorothy, please do describe your new house for us.
It's so different that I don't quite know how to describe it, except to start out by saying that it is a contemporary house. And what we wanted to do was to build a house from the inside out, make it work the way we wanted it to, for the way we like to live.
Well, now, what is the construction of the house? Is it a stone house?
No, it's made of redwood, which is a beautiful material. It weathers to a silvery gray, a heavenly color. And the termites don't like it. It's a very acid wood, and so they don't enjoy it at all. And the roofs, and there are many roofs, they're made of slate from Vermont. And the chimneys and the walls in the garden are of native Connecticut fieldstone. So they're all sort of earthy colors. And the house is all on one floor. And while it's unmistakably contemporary, it doesn't look like any house I've ever seen. To me, it suggests a little bit a French farmhouse because it's built around, basically, it's an H-shaped house. And so it has two courtyards, the front one where you drive in, and the back one, which is around a swimming pool, a square swimming pool that comes up to within 7 feet of the living room.
Now, I remember you're telling me that you used a great deal of tile. Well, don't you have a big problem with tile?
No, we have no floor in the house that has to be waxed, ever. So that's very nice from the safety point of view and also work-saving. The tile is made in California, and it looks like stone, but it is a man-made tile, very strong, very beautiful, and we've used it throughout. There are only two kinds of floors, except for the bathrooms, in the house. One is this tile, and it's in the same color throughout with rugs. Then we've used one kind of flooring in the kitchen area, and that's a marvelous one, too, that doesn't require waxing and has a kind of cushiony, resilient base, very easy on the feet. And so neither of these floors has to be waxed. They can be scrubbed, washed. We have no brass to be polished. All the hardware is a brushed chrome. We have no problem with the windows because they're terribly easy just to squeegee or wash them instead of those nice little 8-inch colonial type things that had to be done with such care. And you can't imagine the time that all this has saved. Tremendous time saving.
And the ideas you've used in your home, Dorothy Rogers, should save other home builders a great deal of time, too. Thank you for giving us this view of your new home. And if you want a preview of Dorothy Rogers' new book, The House in My Head, selected chapters of it will appear in the August, September, and October issues of House Beautiful magazine. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality.
Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will continue her conversation with Mrs. Richard Rogers later on Monitor. discussing the Rogers Dream Kitchen, among other things. Be sure to listen. You might pick up some helpful ideas for your own kitchen. Right now, Walk an Autumn Day with Me with Tony Sandler and Ralph Young.
I need a whisper of a soft autumn breeze. Walk an autumn day with me. Bright as a penny on the leaves in the trees. Walk an autumn day with me. Apples and pomegranates, kids in disguise.
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, Bumpy!
And here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer, and you'll get an international rotary mower free. Now, to find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. In 1 minute, Chet Huntley here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the beloved herring maven.
How could you tell your children the facts of herring? That is a question my ears tell me they hear everywhere I go. Well, the important thing with children and herring is you shouldn't show favorites. If you have two children and one of them you give a Vita herring fillet and cream sauce to every day for lunch, it's so delicious he loves it, also fish is a brain food, he would eat Vita herring every day, he would grow up to be a real wise guy. The other one, you don't give a Vita pickled herring to every day for lunch, so the one you didn't give a Vita pickled herring to every day comes into the house one day and he says to you, "Hey, how come you didn't give me a Vita pickled herring every day for lunch? Don't you love me just as much as Hybe?" And that would be a terrible thing. And he would go on to become an adolescent, a wise. So don't take chances. There's enough herring in every Vita 16-ounce jar to feed the whole family. Except your brother-in-law, Melvin, and, well, you know about him.
The beloved herring maven is brought to you irregularly by the makers of Vita Foods, who say, make your day a little bit brighter, eat a little pickled herring by Vita.
Gene Rayburn once again here. And at 12 minutes before the hour, I come to you. Right now, on monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here is Chet Huntley.
The nation is now short about 600,000 health workers, ranging from doctors and dentists to hospital orderlies and nurses' aides. Every sign indicates that the shortage is going to grow worse. More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They covered Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium, Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
Perhaps the most crucial shortage in medicine today is among doctors. Recent government figures indicate that the nation now needs somewhere between 40,000 and 60,000 physicians, most of them in general practice or pediatrics. The high cost of medical education is one of the reasons for the shortage, education requiring more than 10 years beyond high school. About half of all medical students come from families making $10,000 per year. That is an insufficient base on which to plan a medical education. There is perhaps another reason for the shortage of doctors. Young men and women who might otherwise go into the field of medicine are distracted by the monetary rewards of other professions requiring less schooling. Consider that a plumber today sometimes makes $7 per hour, and the shortage of doctors becomes more understandable. There is, of course, greater demand for doctors in medicine. Our population is not only larger, but our national programs of Medicare and Medicaid have tended to place medical attention in the area of a guaranteed right. There are some doctors, however, who do not agree that there is such a genuine shortage of medical personnel. They will argue that the shortage is somewhat artificial or overblown. It is true that virtually every young medical student today is imbued with the idea of specialization, as opposed to general practice. The young man in medicine looks upon the general practitioner as little more than a low-level diagnostician who books patients into the offices of the specialists. The young doctor also argues that a general practitioner today tends to give his patients a second-class quality of medicine. It is true, however, that the specialist in medicine tends to work less or fewer hours than the general practitioner, and he probably sees far fewer patients. There is still another factor in medicine today which tends to create an artificial shortage. It is the strict hierarchical system which tends to surround local medical societies and hospitals. It takes many years for a doctor to come up through the hierarchical system to the top of his profession. And then at age 65, no matter what the state of his own health may be, he is usually required to retire and make room for the younger fellows. Out of all this have come the recent tendencies toward the establishment of health centers, where the patient is given the best and the workload on doctors and nurses is more evenly distributed. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
We'll be hearing from Chet Huntley again a little later on Monitor. Don't forget he's heard over these same NBC stations weekdays, too, on Emphasis.
Nancy Niblick, girl golfer, is behind a tree. An impossible shot to the green. Wait a minute. What's wrong, Nancy?
Just don't have the old swing.
Have some V8. That'll give you drive.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8. There goes the ball. It's in the cup. Nancy, how'd you do it?
Kept my head down and closed my eyes.
On Monitor now, the newest from Andy Williams.
Divide you, you're free as a rock.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying a message from the bell system. You hear that poor fellow crying over there? A beautiful resort and no room because he forgot caller head. And the wife and the kiddies are out in the car discussing the plans for a new daddy. Now he's groaning, and I hate to see a groaning man cry. I'll go over and comfort him very sweetly. Hey, stupid, till next time. Good vacation planners call ahead for reservations. Either plan ahead or plan to cry a lot.
Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass with Casino Royale, and you've got a sure winner if you put all your weekend listening time on the dial setting marked NBC, where monitor and your local station make an unbeatable combination. News coming up.
This is your NBC monitor. This is your NBC monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Now, the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. Fair Midtown Manhattan, 63 degrees, humidity 78%. Mostly cloudy and mild this afternoon with a few showers and possibly a heavy thunderstorm, a high in the mid-60s. Again, the temperature 63 degrees.
It's always fair weather with Carrier Central Home Air Conditioning. Take advantage of the low preseason prices offered right now.
Call right now. Call your Carrier dealer. Dial his phone. Make it ring. Get the best in king-size cooling comfort. Carrier Air Conditioning.
Yes, discover why more people put their confidence in Carrier than any other make. Call Climate Systems Incorporated, BA56900, for a free home survey and estimate. That's Climate Systems Incorporated, BA56900. Your experienced Carrier air conditioning dealer.
Brad Crandall invites you to be a party to the facts. Weeknights at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.